What's Aussie Helpers? Aussie Helpers is a group of volunteers who help collect food and money and help the farmers that are in the bush. We started off with droughts, but now it's floods and bushfires as well. There are still droughts in Victoria. And of course, you've heard about the floods up in Queensland and Northern Australia. So we end up helping with all of those different things. But we're all volunteers. Nobody is paid. We've done all sorts of things. We collect food and take it out to the farmers when they're very, very poor and have failed crops for many years. We also help them with depression. The depression is a big problem out in the outback. You know what we mean by the outback of Australia?
The outback?
The outback, the bush. Yeah, you've heard of that.
Don't have many people live there, is right?
Okay. Not many people, but it's mainly farming people. Some of those farmers have been farming the land for three or four generations, and they've had the worst droughts that they've ever had.
How many people do you help when your volunteers go?
That's a good question. I think everybody's so busy getting in and doing what they're doing, nobody really seems to quite know. But there are a lot of people out there. There are hundreds and hundreds of people out there in the bush, and we only help some of them. We can't get everywhere because there's probably only about 30 or 40 volunteers altogether. And with volunteers, as you might be aware, people do come and go and put in the time that they can. It's not like paid employees where you can say we've got so many people and they're all paid.
How many volunteers are there?
Around about 40 at any one time. But some people come and go.
For
the whole of basically Australia. We've been operational in every state except Western Australia. We haven't got Western Australia going. Tasmania actually has been one place that's had a lot of help over last year. Tasmania we tend to think of as very lush and green and everything just fine. But the poverty down there was just incredible, really incredible.
It's funny because you don't think of Australia as a country where there are poor people.
No, you don't. And there's a lot of pride. People don't like to ask for help. Mm-hmm. They just struggle on against...
Hear about the new to bushfire, some people they have applied, they don't want to go to ask for food.
When there's something like the bushfires that's a major catastrophe and you hear a lot about it on the news for a little while, lots of aid organisations tend to get in there and be helping and almost tripping over each other. We tend to find the ones that are a little bit away from the main towns, what we call off the beaten track, that you don't often come across. And we hear about those by somebody might ring up and say, Mr. Smith down the road's really doing it tough, or sometimes like that, what we call the bush telegraph. Have you heard of that? It's a little bit like almost like a gossip chain. People tell somebody who tells somebody else. Or you might have heard of the grapevine. Heard of the grapevine? Yeah. So and sometimes we call on somebody and they say, well, I'm not doing too badly, even though we can see that they are. They'll say, you know, the man down the road is worse off. He's having a harder time, or his wife's ill, or things like that. So as we hear about things, there's no shortage of people out there to help. So, and that's what we do. We do it by collecting foods, non-perishable foods, and at TAFE you've supplied foods there. You've had collections both last year and the year before, and with the money we use that to buy animal food, stock, help. Freight is a lot. We have to spend a lot of money on running vehicles and freight and that sort of thing. That all, every little bit helps. It all gets used. We're all volunteers. Yeah.
Okay.
How are we going?
Thank you very much. That was great.
Get the cabs. Got the shoes. Got the clothes.